We talk a lot about boosting tourism and making tourists feel more welcome here in Barbados. However, there are some places where tourists are seen as creating too much of a problem. And it points to an issue that countries like Barbados need to take into consideration as we plan for the future of our tourism.
It's peak tourist season in the Northern Hemisphere. Summer is in full swing and millions of us are indulging in what some say is an unhealthy appetite for travel. From Barcelona to Venice to Amsterdam, there are crowds of tourists everywhere. Is it all too much? In Rome this week, there was widespread disgust in the Italian press at two men, tourists apparently, who stripped naked to cavort in the fountains of Piazza Venezia. Someone parked nearby caught it on camera.
Mamma mia. Assurdo.
It's absurd, he says. The footage was posted on a website called Roma fa schifo, Rome is disgusting, a blog by disgruntled Romans chronicling what they perceive as the degradation of their city, with mass tourism seen as part of the problem. That condemnation of the tourism industry is being repeated in other places too. In Edinburgh, in Scotland, for instance. There's a festival on there as we speak. It's the largest art festival in the world.
On Edinburgh's Royal Mile, lots of Edinburgh folk head into the crowds because they love the festival. But those who are commuting, not so much.
Being in the centre of the town, it's just chaos. Absolute chaos. Edinburgh Festival is a fantastic thing. You know, it brings people all around the world to Edinburgh. But a lot of the locals, when they go into town, they just find it, you know, quite difficult and a bit of a pain.
Speaking of welcomes, here's the kind of welcome you might get in Amsterdam these days.
You know, I was speaking about this to a friend the other day, and we were talking like, what do you do when you're riding to certain areas on your bike and you know the tourist are not paying attention because they're not used to cyclists. And a friend of mine said, well, I just pretty much give them an elbow. And I said, wow, that's harsh. And he said, well, you know, that's the Amsterdam experience for them. You know, there are signs hanging, tourists go home, and that's not the kind of city you want to be in. That's not the kind of welcoming.
But those signs
kind of
are up in Amsterdam,
isn't
it? Are they up?
Yeah,
in Amsterdam?
There was graffiti on several big tourist buildings.
Graffiti.
Saying, tourists go home. Yeah. The weird thing was that a lot of the tourists took pictures with the sign saying, tourists go home. So it kind of defeated the purpose. Yeah.
The novelist Joost de Vries in Amsterdam, he says if you really want to insult the city, say it's like Venice. In other words, a theme park overrun by tourists. Still, Amsterdam has taken steps to curb the excesses of tourism. It's stopped big cruise ships from docking near the city centre. It's limited the number of new hotel rooms. It's also doubled the tax it levies on those hotel rooms. And it's limited the number of days an apartment or house in the city can be let out on Airbnb, short-term holiday lets. In fact, if a resident suspects a neighbour of letting out rooms when they shouldn't be doing so, there's a hotline they can call to shop them to the authorities. Is it all enough, though? Javier Font is Professor of Sustainability Marketing at the University of Surrey here in the UK.
Numbers keep rising, and what happens is that what local people feel is normal also keeps changing. So part of the reason why we're talking about Berlin and Barcelona, for example, as two places that are examples of where tourism has gone too far, is because Berlin started to have tourism after 1989. Through the fall of the Berlin Wall, that the city transformed itself. In Barcelona, as the result of the 1992 Olympics. These are two of the cities where we've seen the greatest change in volume of tourism throughout Europe. Paris has had tourism forever.
So it's what you're used to.
To a certain extent. The other thing that local people are complaining about is the cost of living. So we don't necessarily mind sharing some of our streets with tourists. What we do mind is that governments are allowing international corporations to come in and buy large amounts of local flats and then rent them out to tourists. And we're finding that local people are not being protected. So local salaries haven't gone up, but the ability of international tourists to pay for things that locals can no longer afford has gone up. And as a result, you feel like you no longer belong in your own city.
That's Professor Javier Font, and this has been Sajikor's Early Business.